Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. And Mark and I have been working through the book of Acts because we think there's a lot of lessons for us in our churches today, true brides of Christ today, to look at the New Testament church and see what happened there, and we'll probably see the same thing happening in today's churches. There was a lot of uproars in the New Testament church. In fact, in the first verse of chapter 20, it says, after the uproar was ceased, Paul called on him the disciples and embraced them and departed to go into Macedonia. And when he'd gone over those parts, he'd given him much exhortation. He came into Greece, and he abode in Greece for 3 months. When the Jews laid wait for him as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And there he accompanied him into Asia, Soptar of Berea, of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus, Secundus, Gaius, Derbe, and Timotheus of Asia, and Tychus, and Trophimus. And he said before that they tarried for us at Troas. They did a lot of traveling. They went to a lot of different places. And they sailed into Philippi. And then they came to Troas in 5 days, where they abode 7 days. And on the first day of the week, disciples came to break bread, and Paul preached unto them. And he spoke unto them until midnight. So he was pretty long-winded. And there were many lights in the upper chamber, and they were gathered together, and there sat in the window a young man named Eutychus. And he fell into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him, saying, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. Well, like I said, they traveled about a lot. And he went to different places like Chilos and Samos and Trogyllium and Miletus, Ephesus. And he wanted to be at Jerusalem around the day of Pentecost. And finally he called the elders of the church together at Ephesus, and when they were come to him, he said, you know, from the first day I came into Asia, after what manner I've been with you all seasons, serving the Lord with humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit in Jerusalem, not knowing those things that shall befall me. I count my life dear unto myself, so I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel, the grace of God. And he told them that they would not see his face anymore. And he says, I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse things to all the way disciples after them. And he says, remember that I've warned you for 3 years about this. And he says, God is going to give to you an inheritance among which all of them which are sanctified are set apart by God. And he said, I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. And he says that, it's more blessed to give than receive. And he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing over the words that he said, that they would see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship. So here's kind of the last time that he's together with them before he goes to Jerusalem. And he's telling them that they're never going to see him again. Sometimes we have those experiences in our own life with people that we have had a particular fellowship with, and we realize we'll probably never speak to him or see him again until we see him in glory. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him, as he reads this, think about how that today our relationships are scattered about throughout all of the world, those that are truly in Christ Jesus, who proclaim the absolute sovereignty of God in all things.
Acts chapter 20. When after uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them the pardon for to go into Macedonia. When they had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. There accompanied him in the Asia, Sopater of Berea and of Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe and Timotheus of Asia, Tychius and Trophimus. These going before tarried for us at Troas and sailed away from Philippi after days of unleavened bread and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continue his speech until midnight. There were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. There sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen in deep sleep. Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Paul down and fell on him, embracing him, said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, had broken bread, eaten, and taken a long while, even until break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, were not a little comforted, and we went before the ship and sailed unto Assos, for intended to take in Paul, for so he had appointed, minding himself to go afoot. When he had met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene, and we sailed thence and came down over against Chios. The next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Troglodyte, and the next day we came to Miletus, for Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church, and they were come to him. He said to them, ye know from the first day that I came from Asia, for what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with tears and temptations which befell me by the lying and the way of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was profitable to you, but have showed you and have taken you publicly and from house to house, testifying both the Jews and also the Greeks repentance toward God, faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, the ministry which I have received, the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel, the grace of God. Now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have more preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare you unto all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock. And also your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn every one night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know these hands have ministered to my necessities to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorry most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. They accompanied him unto the ship.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Well, I hope you all have a blessed day, and let's just always remember that God has ordained all things that have happened and will happen and have happened.